It is 10:31 a.m. on April 5th, 2023, in the April meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll start with a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Deb Bright?
Present.
Michael Searle?
Present.
Terry Brown? We also have our Executive Director, Megan Darien, and our Assistant Attorney General, Seth Hargraves, on the call. Declaration of Conflicts of Interest.
Sherry?
Sherry?
Well, I didn't think I needed to since it's being tabled to May 5th or whatever.
Well, it's still on the agenda, so I'll address it that time. But
okay. All right. Yeah, this is Sherry Mays, and I will recuse myself from 5A.
That's fine. Review, discussion, and approval of minutes from the March meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we approve the telephonic board meeting open session minutes from March 1st, 2023, as written.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written for the March meeting. We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Terry? Not yet. Okay, minutes have been approved as written. Agency operation review, director's report.
The renewal of 2023 establishment licenses through e-licensing started on April 1st and ends on June 30th for 433 licensed optician establishments. Also, Cynthia platform was not entirely completed by April 1st. I was not comfortable with the database at the time. Therefore, the database will be launched in August after the establishment renewal of 2023 is over.
Good. Thank you. Now we'll move on to 5A, B, and C. And because of the issue of being able to set a meeting with the AAG and the executive director with the Nationwide and Arizona Optometric Partners, we will be moving those three issues to May meeting, where we can have the meeting that we agreed to do on last month's meeting done and have the meeting with those people. So those three items are being moved into a future agenda item for May. Applications for licensure.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician from Ashley Brianna Johnson, John Marie Stanbury, James Gallagher, and Renee David Perea.
This is Sherry Mays, and I second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these four applicants for licensed optician. Any discussion? The roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Terry Brown? Still not yet. Those four applications have been approved for licensed optician. Welcome and congratulations to the four of you. 6B.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we approve the following application for optical establishment from America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, number 4046 in Gilbert.
This is Sherry Mays, and I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve this application for optical establishment. Any discussion? Go to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And still no Terry? That application has been approved for America's Best. Future meeting dates. Because we've postponed this 5 A, B, and C, it's pretty important that we have everybody on the call in May. I know, Susie, that might be an issue, but if you can, that'd be great. It's a pretty important meeting on May 3rd. And then we have the rest of them scheduled out through, with the exception of July. You all have your dates. Future agenda items, we will have 5 A, B, and C on our agenda, along with any other new things that come in. Call to the public. Hi, public. Seth, thank you for being on the call. Sorry we didn't have to use you, but it's good to hear you.
Thank you.
Any other things to discuss? If not, it is now 10:38, and this meeting is adjourned.
Have a good day.
Have a great time.